Case number 9659, Donald Henderson, south of Road 302A, east of Avalon Drive, being lot 16, block A, within Avalon Park Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Don Henderson, 28,000 Avalon Drive, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear testimony you're about to give, can you correct that knowledge?
I do.
Can you explain to the board your request?
Well, the neighbors seem to think my porch that's been attached to the house for over 14 years, the previous owner neglected to get a permit to erect it, but he's off 2 inches on the property line. Well, you know, he's something like 4'10", close to the property line instead of the 5 feet. And they just want to, at one point they sent us a letter saying we had to tear it down. You know, but this was a thing that the realtor, when we bought it in 84, or excuse me, 2004, neglected to bring it up that they didn't look into the fact that this didn't have a building permit to it, but it's been part of the house since the house was erected. It's a little over 14 years now.
14 years?
Mm-hmm.
You said it wasn't a permit at that time, as far as you know?
No, it's not on the books, but...
When did you buy the property?
In 2004.
That's when it was discovered?
No, it was just discovered. we beautified the section on the house and put a garden, which happened to be 4 inches onto the neighbor's property, and he didn't like the garden. Well, it's a nice garden, but we didn't realize that the property line was off compared to what the survey showed.
Right.
And so he asked us to remove the garden. You know, I mean, it's just flowers and a little wall.
Right.
And so he started digging into the property line and everything and found out that our porch was, you know, not into, so that's where we are.
Okay. Right. Are there any further questions from members of the board?
No, sir.
Mr. Henson? Mr.
Mills? I take it the porch is covered?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. We use it as, you know, for gatherings and everything. And I have copies of people that, you know, in the neighborhood that, you know, or they don't mind the place. You know,
you might want to hand that up to the clerk if you want it made part of the record.
Okay, I got one from the Howard Van Eyken. Oh, you have that one already?
Okay. Any further questions?
Was there a permit issued? Did we show that a permit's been issued?
It's just now been taken out.
It's now, okay.
It's now been taken out. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
11 names.
11 names in favor? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
No opposition in the mayor?
No opposition in the mayor. No, 11 in favor.
When you purchased this in 2004, is this the survey that you used for settlement?
Yes, according to the plot, you know, that's on in the books here, and but where the corner posts were located, you know. But the previous owner says our property goes straight down this way. Well,
I understand, but I'm just
he's a little off.
So this is the survey from the settlement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who was your attorney?
Right over here on across from where Wawa's is now. I know my realtor though. Realtor was Susie Hudson, but it was a female lawyer there, because we were in Nevada when we bought the place, and she took care of everything for us.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9659, as I don't believe it will alter central character to the neighborhood. It wasn't created by the applicant, apparently, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9659. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.